welcome, y'all. Come on into my house for the 9 o'clock hour right here at Rosie on the House. We're all here for the single purpose of trying to earn our position as your best friend. Our goal is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. No matter what you want to get done, in, out, and about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, don't even think about getting started without reaching out to Rosie on the House first. You can reach out to us many different ways. Our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Reach out now during the live broadcast. Our toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. You can reach out by texting us, 411-923. You can also text us pictures at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I'm here with my son, Romy Romero. We are in the studio, prepared to do whatever it takes to answer any question you might have. Jennifer, our call screener, is at her station waiting for your call at 1-888-767-4348. And our broadcast engineer, Mike Reese, the South Dakota Jackrabbit, has recently returned just last night from his family holiday vacation in Charleston. And he's ready to make sure all the signals are beamed correctly and the right buttons are pushed. So we're ready for you. Go ahead and join us, 1-888-767-4348.
And we are live today. We had a pre-recorded best of program last week, which is unusual for us. I think we've only done a handful of those, not even a handful in the entire time I've been since joined the program in 01.
It was kind of fun putting the best of stuff together.
And
there's some pretty funny stuff.
Well, it's very interesting being on the listener end.
Listening to your own show?
I mean, we're already halfway through, and it doesn't feel like we've been here 3 hours. We've only been on the air two, but we always get to the station an hour early. It does not feel like we've been here 3 hours. Listening on the other side, 4 hours is a long time.
Well, here we are ushering in the new year. This will be our 29th year on air. We've become an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for Arizona homeowners. We want to thank you all for providing the listenership and the loyalty of tuning in and checking our newspaper articles that we write for several newspapers throughout the state. Y'all let us know what you want to know about. You let us know how we can help you. We were talking earlier in the show about Jennifer and I just recently completed a trip to Minnesota, got home night before last. And I don't know what was going on in Terminal 4, but we landed in Terminal 3. It was empty, and Terminal 4 had a backup to it. It was backed up all the way back to Terminal 3. It was unbelievable. I don't know what was going on there. But we got in and out, and it was great. And I've got a new appreciation for why we have the winter visitors that we have now. After spending a week in Duluth, Minnesota, actually 3 days in Duluth, 2 days in Minneapolis, it is a cold that defies definition. And if I had to walk top plate and turn rafters and set them in ambient temperature of 6 degrees, feels like 8 below, I don't think I could do that anymore. I just do not think I could do that.
It surprises me to hear that there is construction going on. I just kind of assumed I hear from a lot of people, you're
a
contractor during the summer, and you drive snowplow in the winter.
Yeah. Romy, the little town that Julia lives in, Lakeville, which is about 20 miles south of Minneapolis, set a record last year for the most building permits ever in that community. I mean, they are going nuts up there. So, anyway, I know now why we have so many winter visitors. I think I could live there if I had an inside job. But I honestly don't think I could do an outside job year-round in Minnesota. There was a guy, I did my first ever snow blowing. I am now a veteran snowblower. I did one driveway.
Okay.
And there was a guy down the street, older fella, lean, in like old gray sweatpants, tennis shoes, a sweat jacket, a wool cap. He has a full beard, all cotton clothes, and he's snow blowing. And the wind's blowing about 20 miles an hour the opposite direction. Everything he's snow blowing off his patio, off his driveway, is blowing right back in on top of him. He looks like a walking Frosty the Snowman.
So if it's all blowing back, why is he even bothering? Does it not?
Just to get it down low enough to put the salt down. But it was all blowing back on him. He literally looked like a walking Frosty the Snowman, and all I could do is look out from the living room window, sipping my coffee, saying, I'm in awe. You are a sturdy dude, buddy.
He probably looks at us walking around in 110-plus degree weather from inside thinking, I'm in awe of you.
Maybe so.
For being outside in that heat.
Maybe so. So we're here launching the first show of 2016. Again, it's the start of our 28th year on air. We've been showing up every Saturday morning for 28 years, and we count it a privilege to be able to bring you the kind of information we think you need to make sure you're not making any mistakes in, about, and around your home. And we have an article on our website called The 10 Things Homeowners Do Wrong. And let me just go through a couple of them as the callers line up. And we do have empty lines, but they are loading up quick. 1-888-767-4348. Let us know what kind of project you're trying to tackle around your house. And let us put our 40 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you. Building and remodeling right here in Arizona, by the way. All parts of Arizona. We've built and remodeled in Flagstaff and Wiki Up Arizona and Wickenburg and Tucson and lot in Phoenix and up in the White Mountains. So wherever you are in the state of Arizona, give us a ring. We think we can probably help you out. One of the first things homeowners do wrong, Romy, over and over and over again, is they give in to their inner cheapskate.
So we see it time and time again. I was going through emails. We've been, the office has been closed all week, so I had a backlog. And there was one that said, I'm looking for a really good cheap contractor. that doesn't exist.
It may exist, but the chance you're taking is if they're really good and they're really cheap, they're probably on their way out of business. You have to have a balanced approach as the contractor. What happens, and most people don't realize this, as a guy or a gal good with their hands, they're a good tile setter, they're a good plumber, they're a good roofer, a painter, drywaller, insulator, whatever the trade may be, they are excellent at performing the task. They understand what standards need to be met to excel and be at the very top level of performance in that particular trade. And because they understand that and because they perform at that level, they get busier and busier and busier. And I consult with a lot of people that are entering into the trades, and they want to know what's the hardest thing about running a successful trade services organization. I said, well, the hardest part is just surviving the first 2 years, because all you're working for is your friends and neighbors, and they all want a deal.
Which is one of my pet peeves. If it is a friend or a neighbor, you should want this person to succeed, and you should want to pay.
That just isn't the way it generally works. You know, in our travels this past year in 2015, we spent a month in Germany. And one of the things I learned about how they award contracts, construction contracts in Germany, is they get five bids. And they throw out the lowest bid, and they throw out the highest bid. They average the three, and the one closest to the average is the one the contract is awarded to. That is so much more sensible than getting three bids like we traditionally do in America and take the lowest bid. And we are flooded. Our offices are flooded, inundated, day in and day out, all year long, with people asking us to save them from this horrible situation they've gotten in with a contractor that we have absolutely no authority over.
And you know how the letter always starts? One of two ways. I wish I found you earlier. Or B, I knew better, but I didn't go with one of your contractors. Anyway.
So that's one of the first things homeowners do wrong is let's make sure y'all are shopping for service providers that are licensed, bonded, and insured with the Register of Contractors. It buys you an extra layer of protection. It buys you an extra layer of diligence. For every hour you spend into researching your project, it's going to save you about a month bailing out of a bad project. So we'll go on with the rest of the list of 10 things homeowners do wrong. But Romy, let's get to the calls. We've got Palmer, who's been on hold the longest. Let's take care of him. And we do have another open line if you'd like to jump on board. 1-888-767-4348. Palmer, good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Happy New Year. Super fantabulous.
I love your show. I wish you had it on every day. Okay, here's my dilemma. We're building an extension onto a garage.
Okay.
And the side of a house. We have existing concrete poured there about 4 inches.
Okay.
And what we want to do when we put down our foundation is possibly go over that whole concrete area we have now to bring it up to a house level about 3.5 to 4 inches.
Palmer, is this a current carport?
Actually, no, it's just a driveway up against the house.
Okay, all right.
So what we're going to do is it's going to be about 10 foot from the house out. We're going to frame up walls and continue the roof line along and just make it a work storage area in the house.
Nice. Okay.
So the foundation is the key. There's two things I think we could do would be to either saw cut it and go down a foot or so and put in, you know, new concrete and go up, or just overlay it. But that's what I was asking you guys about.
Well, I tell you what, Palmer, there are actually 4 key concerns you've got to concern yourself with in this particular project. I don't have time to cover them right now while we're taking a quick break. I'm going to take a quick break. I want you to either set the recorder on or get a pen and a paper. There's going to be 4 things we need to address to get this done and get it done correctly. I'm glad you called. More with Palmer's Edition when we get back.